And welcome back to the Valdosta Insurance Services Benefit Advisors Halftime Show here live from Roswell, Georgia, as our Lowndes High Vikings trail the Roswell Hornets 14-0 in the opening game of the 2015 season. We've gone through the stats. We've talked about what we think some of the issues might be. I really think, too, we're talking about a very young football team that is learning a new offense, learning a new defense, and they are being tested by a very good Roswell football team. And that's really the key here is we're a young team. Roswell's got a lot of experience coming back. They've got a lot of Division I talent. They've got all these little ancillary things that say, hey, we're going to make a run at it this year. And you couldn't ask, I don't think, for a better test for our Vikings tonight. We've got to find a way to eliminate the mistakes, make tackles on defense, and we can still play with this football team.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. Roswell is a good football team. It's much different than what we saw last year at Martin Stadium. But this Roswell team has got some playmakers, and they're showing that their running back is just as good as their quarterback as far as getting into open space and making some things happen. And defensively, we're just running into a brick wall a lot of times on defense. We can't make anything happen.
Yeah.
So we're trying to spread it out a little bit with some passes to the flat and some screens. But their linebackers are able to get out in space and make some tackles.
Of course, I go back to you looking in the trenches. What's going on down there? Their offensive line moving our guys out of the way. Our offensive line not able to do what we said they needed to do, and that was to put some pressure on those linebackers. Bill, it's going to be interesting. Quintavious Neely misses the last series, goes out with cramps. He's had 20 minutes. They'll give him some fluid. Of course, if you're in college or the pros, you stick an IV in them. You don't do that in high school. But what happens in the second half if he can't perform? Because right now, he's the heart and soul of that team. He's keeping everybody honest with his ability to run the ball the way he does.
Yeah, he really does. But you're exactly right. He is kind of the glue for this entire offense. And it's one of those things that if he does go down, it could be a problem for Roswell. But it is very humid here tonight. We were talking about how pleasant the weather was to start out with. But as the sun has gone down, the humidity's come up. And it is a very humid, even here in the press box. Going out into the stand area, it still doesn't get much better. There's not a good breeze. So you're going to have to battle that with the cramps and those kind of issues. And if it becomes a problem for him, that could be an issue because their backup quarterback, we saw he missed the snap. That was what caused the turnover. But the defense is still running on all cylinders for Roswell. This is something we've got to take care of on our offense. As we said, quit making mistakes. I think that's the biggest key.
Yes. And, of course, you go back and you look at the mistakes that we've made time and time again. I would attribute probably 80% of Roswell's success to our mistakes. And I don't mean just on those two big running plays, but the snap over the center,
the drop
balls,
the roughing the punter, that gave them another possession, and that's where they scored the touchdown was after that. I mean, one of those things, and then the ball that we couldn't catch in the end zone, otherwise we're talking about 14-7 at half. We got to make up for those mistakes. And as I said, if Lowndes learns from these things, you can get better in the second half. You can get better as the season goes on. I'm anxious to see how this team responds and how the coaching staff motivates them. And I'll be anxious to talk to Marty in this second half and get his thought on how the team is reacting and how they're, you know, what he thinks he's going to see from that sideline. I don't know if Marty's got his earpiece in or not. If he does, let's get a word with Marty down on the sideline.
Hey, guys, y'all all make great points there just now talking about the keys to the first half, but Wes, I got to agree with you. I think 80%, 90% of the problem there in the first half was our mistakes. If you look early in the game, we were moving the ball after holding them the three and out. We got down to their end of the field, and a holding penalty killed us. And then the next time, we ended up having a bad snap that killed us. We had another holding on another drive. We had a quarterback trip and fell one time after a snap. Just several issues. We had the drop pass that would have been a touchdown. Just the little things that we're not doing right that, again, 2 weeks ago we did in the scrimmage, we're not doing tonight. We've got to do a better job of playing within our game and not making mistakes. And then defensively, we've really held them at check other than the two touchdowns. They had the 56-yard touchdown run and then the long run there by Sheldon Evans where he got loose. But other than that, we've really played well and kept them at bay. They've overthrown a couple open receivers, but, you know, didn't connect on them. So we've really done a good job defensively. Our defense also, I think, got tired in that first half. And we really, offensively, we've got to move the football here in the second half. I'm real anxious to see what kind of fight is in this team. You know, last year we talked about that a little bit in the preseason game against Norcross. We got down and then fought back and won. What kind of fight is in this team? How do we come out here in this third, fourth quarter? We haven't been playing very good football. Do we play better football, and do we keep fighting? What do we have? I'm really anxious to see that here in the second half.
Well, Marty, also, one of the things you've got to think about, new coaching staff, these players, this is the first game of the season. Coming up here, playing a team like Roswell, you know they want to impress. You know they want to do good. It could have been that we're just trying way too hard, trying to overachieve in the first half, rather than just playing lounge high football.
Well, absolutely, Wes, and I think you saw us kind of get back to what we're going to do best all season this year in that last drive, and that's going to be those 5-yard passes, those 6-yard passes, those swing passes, and then hit you with a 5-yard run. That's going to be our offense coming down, you know, for the rest of the year. And we were doing that last drive, and then we had the injury to the Roswell player kind of killed our momentum. We end up with a negative play the next play, and then the drop touchdown pass, and those things, you know, sometimes will hurt you. But we've got to get back to that. We got to keep doing that. We're not going to line up and blow this team off the ball. This defense is way too talented for that.
Well,
I've never seen two linebackers as good as they've had in a long time.
They are good. Now, the first time they've had a Super 11 linebacker and two commitments like that ever, you're talking with the school officials. But when you look at that spread offense, Marty, it looks very reminiscent, very similar to Valdosta State and some other spread offenses where you're right. It's dictated upon those little 5-6 yard passes, setting them up, hit them with a run. You're doing that, nickel and diamond. Next thing you know, you chunk it downfield, and nobody's covering your receiver downfield.
Absolutely, and we've got to get back to that. You know, it's also easier to block those things. We're not going to line up and just blow this team off the ball. They're too talented up front for that. But it's going to be curious to see what we do here. The Wes, you always say it, first drive of the second half is very important. It's going to really excited to see us get back out here on the field.
And as a wise man once told me, the least most important thing in life, the score at halftime. Lounge will take the opening kickoff here in the second half. We'll receive it, and we'll be ready to get underway. And the officials are out on the field, and just we're going to take a break. Bill, just keep it right here. Going to stay right here and get ready to start football. The Red Hat is out on the field for the TV, so they're in a TV timeout.
I want to thank Valdosta Insurance Services and Benefit Advisors for their support of this halftime show. If you've got some insurance needs, give them a call. The Valdosta Insurance Services Benefit Advisors on North Valdosta Road.
Getting ready to start the third quarter. Just as soon as the Red Hat steps off, Vikings will receive. We will be going from right to left on your radio dial. There's only one scoreboard. It means Roswell will be looking at it in the fourth quarter.
You know, we were talking about the crowd for Lounge. The stands are full. The defense is lined all the way around into the end zone and almost to the middle of the end zone back there. All these Viking fans have come this far. They want to see these Vikings put something in the end zone.
And to get ready to start the second half, back deep, Tyson Harris. And
number 17 again.
That is
Justin Smith.
Justin Smith. Roswell, kicker, sets the ball up on the 40. And we're just about ready to get the second half underway. That's the Lounge band you hear on the far side. Roswell approaches the ball. Second half is underway. High end over end kick. Sails into the end zone. Touchback. Vikings take over first and 10 from the 20-yard line. Going from right to left on your radio dial. Coach Tucker Pruitt, the offensive coordinator, has had a half to make some adjustments to see what we can do differently. Here comes those big plow horses. And they are huge. Xavier Jenkins to the near side. Trips to the far side. Boogie Cannon in the backfield along with Austin Dixon. Roswell in a three-man front. There's a snap. We give it to Cannon right up the middle, and Boogie gets 5 yards to start with out to the 25.
Again, Boogie Cannon, both hands on the ball, follows behind that offensive line, finds a little crease, picks up 5 yards, moves the ball, positive yards.
Second and five. What Roswell's doing, they've got three men on the line of scrimmage. They'll walk a linebacker up, and he will blitz. Trips to the far side. Dixon quickly throws out in the flats. Catch made by Copeland.
Kyle.
Copeland gets, is that Kyle? That's Kyle. Tavon Kyle.
Tavon Kyle, number 13.
And he gets maybe a yard, so it's going to be third and four. 11:18 to go, third quarter.
Vikings need to put a drive together here in the second half. Third down, manageable third down. Need to get a first down here.
Dez Copeland in the backfield now. They send Jenkins to the far side, Kyle to the near side. Austin keeps the ball. Quarterback Capert, nope, and will not get the first down. He went right. Nothing was there. Tucked the ball. Tried to get in behind those big plow horses and only picked up a yard. It's going to be fourth and two. Bill will have to punt with 10:38 to go here in the third quarter.
There in the second quarter, number 45, Tyson Shaw came on to punt. Let's see if that's him still. It is. Tyson Shaw has stepped in to kind of take over these punting jobs right here in this game.
Miles Lewin back deep for the Hornets. There's a snap. Nice high kick. Won't get a lot of distance. Hit. Bounces. And we're down it at the 36.
There is a flag about the 45-yard line on the far side of the field. Let's see what that is. He's going to bring it out to the 50 is where he's going to pick the flag up and toss it over to. Possibly a block in the back. Let's see.
And we're waiting on the officials.
A lot of conversation with this officiating crew, which is fine. They get the call right.
That's what you want. Just don't take all night doing it, fellas.
10 minutes left here in the third quarter. This third quarter just underway. Our Vikings trailing 14-0. We were 3-and-out in our first series. And there is, looks like a hold is what they're calling against the Hornets. And as we look down on the field, it is still number 12 out there on the field. That's Walt Warren for the Roswell Hornets in the quarterback position.
In fact,
trying to look down on the sidelines and see if we see number 2 anywhere down there. All right, down on the ground, I see him, yep. Stretching out those legs. And it will be holding against Roswell, a 10-yard backup
from the end of the run, so they'll go back to the 36. Mark it back here, Bill, to the 26. Roswell will take over. First and 10 at their own 26-yard line. 10 minutes to go, third quarter. They're leading 14-0. It's their first possession of the third quarter. Walt Warren in at quarterback. He's got two receivers stacked on the near side, single receiver far side. Sheldon Evans in the backfield. Three-man front for our Vikings. Put a man in motion toward the far side. Give it to Evans on the delay. Oh, he ran right into a wall.
Gabe Neighbors, what a lick he put on him. He came rushing in from that defensive line position, made a great tackle.
Back to the 24-yard line that he'll lose to, second and 12. 9:38 to go here in the third quarter.
Brandon Buford, Gabe Neighbors, and looks like Devon Holmes on that defensive line for the Vikings.
Warren brings a man in motion towards us. Gives it again to Sheldon Evans looking for a hole. Evans gets hit, and he goes down at the 26. He'll get back to the original line of scrimmage where it's third and 10.
Yeah, Michael Barrett, number one for the Vikings, in on the tackle. Logan Neely also there to assist. And that'll bring up, as you say, third down and 10 for the Hornets.
Vikings have a chance to stop the Hornets here and get the ball back. Warren, two receivers near side, single receiver far side. We've got a four-man front. Again to Evans, tries to bounce outside, back inside, gets hit, and he goes absolutely nowhere. So it'll be fourth down, and the Hornets will have to punt. Now, the last time we did this, Bill, we had a roughing the punter.
So Michael Barrett in on the tackle for the Vikings again.
8:30 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings trail 14 to nothing.
It'll be Tavon Kyle and Tyson Harris back deep to receive the punt.
There's the snap. There's the punt. Harris lets it hit. It's going to bounce and bounce, and they're going down it about our 26-yard line.
So flip the field for them, and the Vikings will come out on offense again, trailing 14 to nothing with 7:57 left here in the third quarter. So we've just exchanged punts, and let's see if the Vikings can put something on the board here offensively.
Hot, muggy night. 47-yard punt. Thank you, Taylor. 7:57 to go, third quarter. Vikings trail 14 to nothing. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings right to left on your radio dial. Here comes Dixon with Dez Copeland in the backfield. Three receivers far side. Jenkins to the near side. Three-man front for the Hornets. Throws out to Dez Copeland. Copeland looking for a hole by one man, two. Hits the corner and just runs over him at the 30 and drives him out to about the 33-yard line, where it should be about third and four from there.
The guy who, I'm telling you, Copeland put a lick on the defender, and he's down.
Guys, that's Ball. That's the safety who Reggie and Marcus Ball's little brother. He made the tackle, and he stood up and flexed his biceps and then fell to the ground. I hope he's all right, but might have celebrated prematurely there.
Marty, thank you for that Equipment Park Supply sideline update. And we remember Reggie and Marcus Ball, don't we?
Absolutely. They were both great athletes at Stevenson High. One went to Florida State, one went to Georgia Tech. And this is their youngest brother, from what I understand, and he's an exceptional athlete. Been all over the field tonight. Got up and jogged off. Looks like he's going to be okay.
Well, the other Ball brothers were all at Stevenson High School. So this young one here at Roswell High School. So the official timeout for the injured player, and he'll come to the sideline. As the officials are calling the team back out on the field now, because the defense for Roswell had gone to the sideline. Second down for the Vikings. Second and a long four.
Dixon, ball on the far hash mark, puts Copeland to his right.
Or three, excuse me.
Second and three. He's got Jenkins at the far side.
And
out on their side. And
guys, we call timeout, but the reason being is it's, we've only ran one play, and they've got third down. And the official's saying third down. We've only run one play, the little swing route pass.
Yeah, and it should be only second down.
And they were calling in a play and ignoring us, so Coach Mack had to call a timeout to go out there and talk to him.
And the officials, again, in conference out there to talk about it.
Well, to tell you, each of the officials has on their either right hand or left hand, opposite of the whistle finger, a band, and they put it around their index finger for first down. The middle finger goes around two fingers for second down, around all three fingers for third down.
Even the scoreboard, you got it right, guys.
Yep.
The head official's calling from the side judge on this side to get his take, I guess. Maybe it's the Democratic poll here. Well, you should get the timeout back if this is an error on their part. Now, they have changed the down marker on the sideline to second down.
And that's what it should be. 7:41 to go here, third quarter. Vikings trailing 14 to nothing. It'll be second and three. The ball just inside our own 30-yard line. On the far hash mark, going from right to left on your radio dial. Stuff like this just... It messes with your momentum. bringing Kyle to the near side, Jenkins to the far side. They're still talking.
All six officials are in a huddle.
Guys, and that timeout not only is important for us, but 30 also got hurt after the last play and can't be on the field with if there's no timeout, and he's back on the field.
Good point, Marty. Exactly right. Thanks for that equipment part supply sideline update, because he's exactly right. If you're at home, a timeout due to an injury, he has to be off for a play. If Lowndes did call a timeout and it's charged, then he can come back. But no one has paid any attention to that either. I don't know, Marty, can you put a bug in somebody's ear? Trying to get a point as the officials are talking to Coach McPherson. This comes down to they've changed the down marker back to third down on the sideline.
And coach is wanting his timeout back. That's what he's wanting.
Well, he wants the timeout back, but he also wants the down. It's saying third down.
Yeah, what you got, Marty?
He's listening. He'll get us to us in a minute.
All that going on.
Let's see.
While Quintavious Neely, their quarterback, has been running up and down the sidelines.
Now they've pointed out that Marcinho Ball is on the field. He's got to come off.
Guys, they came out and said that it was third down and looked at the chain gang. They had changed it. Looked at the school board. They had it second. Everybody had it second except the officials. They deferred it one more time and then got it right. And they're not charging this timeout, and 30 is leaving the field.
Yep, there he goes. Good heads up, Marty. And obviously the coaching staff saw it, got the officials' attention. And now we're ready to play again. 7:41 here in the third quarter. Vikings second down and a long three.
Dixon in the shotgun. Kyle to the near side. Jenkins to the far side. Copeland to his right. Gives it to Copeland right up the middle. Dez across the 40, out to about the 41, 42-yard line, and we'll have the first down.
They're going to give Dez the 41-yard line. Nice little run by Dez Copeland. If we can get Copeland churning out some yards here in the second half, we can get these linebackers to cheat up. We'll see what we can find down the field.
7:29 to go here in the third quarter. Dixon in the shotgun again. Again to Copeland. Copeland runs right behind the line, still on his feet, fights his way out to the 45. That is four hard fart yards in there by Dez Copeland. But he keeps those legs churning. They'll set it down. Second and six. 7 minutes to go here in the third. Vikings trails 14 to nothing. Copeland just to the right of Dixon. They're showing blitz. There they come. We pick it up. Dixon, fake, across the middle to Regal. Regal into Hornet territory.
No, that's Dylan Presley.
The 40, Dylan Presley, all the way down to the 35-yard line.
Number 85, Dylan Presley. We said all year long, I'm waiting for him to break out. We got another Roswell player down on the field. That's number 87. That's Justin Ellis. He's rolling around grabbing his leg. That's another cramp, it looks like.
Yep. Will be first and 10 Vikings down to the 35. They just drug Presley right in behind the linebackers, and Dixon just kind of rolled left and tossed it out there to him. Take a 30-second break. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Yeah, guys, that ball injury a while ago, he stood up and was flexing, and then all of a sudden he just fell down.
That's one of the balls for you, though.
But that's like Taylor said, though, is every time we get something good, some kid goes down. Of course, now, just FYI.
Hang on. We got coming back in 10. And back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box, 6:53 left here in the third quarter, live from Roswell, Georgia. Our Lowndes High Vikings trailing 14 to nothing, but we're on the march. And as we said during our break, as soon as we get something going, Roswell's got a player going down. Cramps, and it is humid. One of those situations, they've got a player down right now, number 87, Justin Ellis. Let's go over to Taylor Stubbs. What do you got for Stubbs?
I got some scores from around the region.
All right, go ahead.
Lee County leads Westover 14-0, and Tipton is rolling over Henry County 56-6. Or 56-0, excuse me. And tomorrow we have Barasa and Cockwood playing in the Corky Kell.
All right. All right, he's up and off the field, Wes, and let's get back to live action here as the Vikings have it first and 10.
With 6:53 to go here in the third quarter.
On the 35-yard line, the Roswell 35.
We trail 14-0. Ball on the near hash mark on Roswell's 35, first and 10. He's got Jenkins to the near side, Kyle to the far side. Des Copeland to his left, Regal underneath as an up back. He's in the shotgun, standing at the 40. They've got four down linemen. There's a snap. Again to Copeland around the right side, gets hit in the backfield. He gets pulled down in the backfield for a loss.
That's Max Boyd, number 34, one of their defensive linemen, just broke through and was able to make a tackle for a loss. Or 31, excuse me, Sam DiRoberto.
The second and 13.
As Gabe Neighbors takes off to the sideline.
Dixon. Reverse. There we go. Off to the corner.
Tavon Kyle
to the corner. No flags. Touchdown Vikings.
I see you, Tavon Kyle.
38-yard reverse. I asked Tucker Pruitt, Coach, you got anything funny you can do with the ball tonight? He said, yes, sir, don't want to, but we've got it if we need it.
Vikings get pay dirt here with 6:06 left in the third quarter for the first time here in 2015. A reverse by Tavon Kyle. And we got the swinging gate over here to the left. Let's see if they move it over. Nope, they go for two.
And into the end zone. We get it, fellas. We get it.
That is Michael Barrett.
We trail 14-8. We'll be back after this 60-second break. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, high above Ray Manna Stadium. Vikings just put 8 on the board. We trail 14-8 with 6:06 to go here in the third quarter. Solomon set to kick off. Waiting, Roswell to receive. Nice high kick.
Short.
Taken at the 3, up to the 5, the 10, the 15. The 20, the 25, cuts back in the middle of the field, and we hit him and bring him down all the way out to the 40-yard line. There's a flag back at the 15, though, folks. There's yellow on the carpet at 15. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Drive recap.
Last drive for the Vikings, 6 plays, went 74 yards, ran 1 minute and 51 seconds off the clock, resulting in a 38-yard reverse to number 13, Tavon Kyle. Vikings got a 2-point conversion and trail 14-8 with 5:56 left to go in the third quarter.
Thank you, Taylor. They're out at the 15. We're looking at it.
It's going to be a block in the back or either a hold, so it's going to come back.
Quintavious Neely, the quarterback, is back in. And, Bill, you know we always like to acknowledge former Vikings. Well, we got one on the sideline over there. Scrimmage was over tonight. He made his way over here to watch some Vikings plays. Trey Jackson on the sideline.
West, I'll add to that. Boys couldn't make the trip because they left so early today. Trey Jackson's been our ball boy the whole first half.
That's at him on the yellow shirt, isn't it?
All right, let's see. Quarterback back in for
Neely in the shotgun. Two receivers near side, one far side. Drops back, looks, throws out in the flat. Right there on him. Barrett got a hand on him, holding him up. He'll get out to about the 11, 12, looks like about a 3.
Yeah, they're going to put him at
yard,
the 12. Yep.
4-yard pitch and catch. Five 35 to go here, third quarter. Vikings trail 14-8. Hornets football at the 12. They're on 12. It's second and 6 from the 12-yard line. Ball on their hash mark. Jet Hornets going from left to right. We're in a three-man front. They got a man in motion toward the far side. They throw out in the flats again. We make the catch, and he goes absolutely nowhere.
I tell you what.
Oh, he does. I'm sorry. He picks up 2 yards, Bill. Out to the 15, so it'll be 3rd and 3.
We did not talk about number 19, Koyshawn Roberts, enough tonight. This guy has been everywhere on those little flare-out passes. He makes a great tackle and holds him to a 3rd down now.
Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. We're in a 4-man front. Neely waiting on the snap, drops straight back. Pump, there comes the rush across the middle. Oh, we had it in and out of the hands of Michael Barrett, and he dropped it at the 30. So it'll be 4th and 3.
That was going to be the first time that Quintarius Neely really forced that ball over the middle, and we were right there on it. 4th down, and they're going to set up the punt.
We send Tyson Harris,
Tavon Kyle.
And Tavon Kyle back deep. They're standing at our 45. Roswell punter standing in the end zone, or on the goal line, rather. Low snap. We go for it. No, come on.
No, his foot's in the air, and we hit him.
And we lose the ball down here. We catch the ball.
Guys, forget the penalty. We drop the ball. We muff the punt, and it's their ball.
They're going to recover it at the 49.
And it would have been just running into the punter, but it would have been enough for a 1st down. Again, a mistake that's going to cost us here. As the Roswell Hornets maintain possession and pick up big yards. Still waiting on the official to give a signal here as to what it really is.
Like I say, it doesn't matter. We muffed it, and they recovered it at the 49. It is running into the kicker.
All right, the penalty's declined, and Roswell takes over the ball at about the 49-yard line, their own 49. So another big, big gain for the Roswell Hornets on a long time mistake on a punt.
Yep. Our defense has lived on the field tonight. 4:23 to go here in the third. Vikings trailing 14-8. Ball on the near hash mark. Neely in the shotgun with Evans to his left. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Got a man in motion that way. Give it to Evans on a delayed handoff by 1-man-2. We had him in the backfield, and he just gets away from everybody. There's flags coming in now.
There's a flag back here, a flag over there. I don't know if we got holding and face mask. We'll have to see.
The umpire signaling face mask. But we had him in the backfield and let him go. Not wrapping up. And you can't do that against Roswell.
Again, long conversations. Let's see what the call is going to be.
Personal foul, face mask against the Vikings.
1st down on a 15-yard. Again, another mistake gives Roswell a big, big gain.
We can't do this against this team. And we've done it all night long.
We had stopped them down around the 13-yard line, 14-yard line, Wes, and now they are on the Viking 27.
1st and 10 on the 27. And basically we've given them all that. Three receivers far side, single receiver near side. Neely and the shotgun. Looking at a 3-man Viking front. Again, hand off to Evans. Evans hit in the backfield. This time he won't go anywhere.
Nice job. Took 3 Vikings to get him down, though.
He'll lose maybe a yard. It'll be 2nd and 11. Under 4 minutes to go here. 3:55 in the third. Vikings trailing 14-8.
2nd and 11 for Roswell now.
Neely saying something to Evans. He sends trips to the Viking side of the field. Single receiver near side. Put Evans to his left. He rolls left. He's looking. Looking. Got a man open, a wide open in the end zone. Off his fingertips out of the back of the end zone.
The cornerback let him go.
It'll be third and 11.
Herschel Brookins out there in coverage. That was a rollout to the left and then a throwback right across the middle on the post. Third down and 11 now for Roswell. The clock stops, 3:26 left in the third quarter. Vikings trail 14-8 here in Roswell, Georgia.
Neely got two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Got Evans in the backfield to his left. He's got an up back. Steps back, looks. Starting to be chased. Pulls the ball down, now throws back toward the end zone. People everywhere, incomplete.
Had two receivers in the area, three defenders, and everybody battling for the ball. Good no call by the officials.
Fourth down. You're at the 27. I'm going for it.
Well, let's see what they're going to do here. How good a kicker do they have? We'll see. They are bringing their kicker out. Roswell only leads by six as the Vikings scored a touchdown and got the two-point conversion. It's a 45-yard attempt. He showed that he's got the leg. What about the accuracy? Let's see.
And under pressure.
And a lefty at that.
There's
the
snap. There's the kick. It's up, and it's blocked. It's blocked.
Is that four that blocked it?
Yes. Tyson Harris came in and blocked it.
Tyson Harris on the block.
3:10 to go in the third. The Vikings just created a turnover.
Wow. I'm telling you, from down here at the 11, 12, 13-yard line, Roswell got themselves to the 27. Could not make it all the way in. And let's see.
Here.
TV guy still over here. It does look like there's going to be a timeout as both teams are going to the sidelines. But the TV guy is still on the sideline. So let's see what he's going to do.
Unless they're calling for a water break.
We'll stay right here. Want to thank all of our sponsors this year for bringing you Lounge High Football. You hear their commercials throughout the broadcast. Be sure and stop by and thank them for their support of Lounge High Athletics and Lounge High Football. It's because of them we bring it to you right here on the Viking Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country. Remind everybody, Tuesday night, 6:45, live from the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games on Bay Tree Road in Remerton, it's the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. I'll be there. Taylor Stubbs, or Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers, anybody else. I'm telling you, we got a big crowd that comes out. Coach Randy McPherson will have some players out there this Tuesday, and it will be a big time. 6:45 live on Tuesday night. If you can't make it, listen here on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Vikings take over, first and 10 from our 30. 3:10 to go here in the third. We trail 14-8. Dixon with trips to the far side. Cameron in the backfield. Throws across the middle. Catch made by Jenkins, and he holds on to it as he crosses the 40 to the 41. 42, they're going to mark him down at the 43. 13-yard pass from Dixon to Jenkins and a first down for our Vikings. That's the things you want to see out of Xavier Jenkins. 3 minutes to go here in the third. Dixon again with trips to the far side. Faces a three-man front. Throws out. It's Kyle. Kyle with a little catch out on the sideline. 5-6 yard pass play on the far side. Move it out to about the 47-yard line. Just nickel and diamond right now. That's what we want to do. Move the ball down the field. Ball on the far hash mark. Swaps receivers. Brings Kyle near side. Jenkins to the far side. He's got a man in the slot. That's Presley. Again, Dixon. Look, quarterback keeper into the line of scrimmage and nothing there. In fact, he may lose a yard, Bill. So instead of second, it's going to be third and about six now.
Yeah, that middle's not been there the way it was against Norcross 2 weeks ago. Clock running, 2 minutes here in the third quarter. Lions trails 14-8.
Trips to the near side. Dixon with waiting on the football. Gives it to Copeland on the end around. Copeland, oh, trips and falls. He's going to be short of the end. He's going to be short of the first down, Bill.
He tripped and fell with a little help from number 57, Trey Lamar. The outside linebacker on that side is going to put him just short of the first down because he had everybody else fooled except Trey Lamar.
What do you do? Fourth and a yard.
Third quarter, punt it. I agree. You punt the ball here, but who are we? We're not making. Yeah, you're right. We're going to see if
he's going to make him jump. Dixon's going on the center. See if he can make him jump.
We jumped. We jumped. We jumped. Right guard.
Wait a minute. Oh,
we jumped. Yeah, false start. We jumped on the right guard.
Well, we will punt the ball now.
And let's see. Tyson Shaw back to punt. Biddle called it, said he was going to try and get him to jump. Unfortunately, we did.
Yep. Tyson, like I say, back to punt. And it is Boulin. Nice punt. Boulin signals fair catch at the 19. Best punt of the night for our Vikings. 52 seconds to go here in the third. Vikings trail 14-8. Hornets will take over at their own 19. Both teams still have three timeouts.
Quarterback Quinterius Neely, Quinterius Neely, back out on the field. 35 yards on the punt. And the Vikings pin him inside the 20.
He's got a single receiver on either side of the field. Empty backfield. Got a man in motion. Keeps it, looks. Oh, and he fakes, makes the catch. And Bill, we just bit.
Well,
we just bit all over it.
Jeffrey Davis, he fell as he made the bite, and he couldn't recover, and he was wide open for the reception. First real good passing play for Roswell tonight.
Neely just rolled right, that little fake, and when we did, we just bit on it. Out to the 47-yard, 48-yard line of the Hornets. First and 10 from there, 29-yard pass play. 38 seconds to go here in the third. They give it to Evans. Evans looking for a hole outside. Gets by one man, two. We hit him. He gets into Viking territory as we run him out of bounds about the 48-yard line. And now we've got a man down with cramps.
And we're going to hustle him off, though. Who is that? That's
number 49.
49 for the Vikings. That's Roderick Williams. Official timeout. And
we have 11.
Now 12. We're ready. Clock starts 12. Well, no, the clock doesn't start. He wound. Yep. There it goes.
And
he wound
it. I think they're going to let it run down and end the quarter right here, Bill. Vikings trail 14-8. We'll be back after this.
Hold on, we'll stay right here.
2-minute break. We'll be back after this 2-minute break. Back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box, we go to the fourth quarter. Vikings trailing 14-8. It is Roswell's football. Second and 6 on our 48-yard line. Wes James along with Wild Bill Osborne. Taylor Biddle, Taylor Stubbs, Chuck Lawrence, and on the sidelines, patrolling it as always, Marty Rogers. Marty, what does it look like down there now as we head into the fourth quarter?
Guys, there's a lot of excitement still on the sidelines. These guys, they keep telling each other, "Hey, we're tougher. We've been practicing and working harder. We can outwork this team." Every time one of their kids goes down with the cramps, our kids get a little more excitement, a little more energy. So, anxious to see if we can keep that up here in the fourth quarter. Obviously, we won the third. We got to get a stop right here. But we certainly, so far, we have not had the cramps and have had the problems that they've had on the other sidelines, so hopefully we keep that up.
And we've got to do that. TV guy still on the field. Is it as hot down there as it was in the first quarter? I guess he didn't hear me. But here comes Roswell out on the field.
Second down.
Six on our 48. They're on the far side of the field. We're fixing to start the fourth and final quarter. Roswell has huddled up. You don't see that very often tonight. Neely in the shotgun. Sends a receiver to each side of the field. Now brings a man, that receiver, to our side. He rolls towards the press box. Stops, looks, throws downfield. Way downfield. Nothing there. Overthrows the receiver. Good coverage by our defensive back. I think that was Roberts.
Corshawn Roberts, number 19. Again, we didn't say enough about Corshawn Roberts. He has been all over the field tonight. Good tackles. He's been run down the field in coverage, and he's done a great job.
And it is third and six. And play took all of 6 seconds, 11:54. We stop them here. They will have to punt. Or you would think they would anyway. Man in motion toward our side of the field. Neely drops straight back. Looks, throws. Catch made, and we hit him. No, hit him. Bounced by one man still on his feet. They will not get the first down, but it's going to be a lot closer.
He was very close to the sideline when he made the catch.
Guys, he was on the side. His back foot was out of bounds.
I thought
incomplete pass.
It should be.
Good call, Marty. Think of it at Equipment Parts Supply sideline update. Incomplete pass.
Excellent.
Make it fourth and six. They will have to punt. That's why we have Marty Rogers on that sideline. He knows where to be and when to be there.
All right, let's see who we got. It looks probably Tyson Harris and Tavon Kyle back.
They're standing on our 10. High, high kick. Signals fair catch. Tyson. Ooh, caught it, bobbled it. We'll take over at our own 18-yard line.
Had a little slight bobble, but he controlled it, tossed it to the side judge, and Vikings have it first down and 10 with 11:38 left in this ball game, trailing 14-8.
Vikings on the sidelines.
They'll come out with that play.
Yep.
All right.
Dixon. Look to see who he's got. Cammon in the backfield. He brings trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. In the shotgun. To Cammon. Cammon gets hit and gets knocked. A busted play.
That's number 31, Sam DiRoberto. We've called his number quite a bit.
All the way back, Bill, to the 13-yard line. Second and 16. He throws across to Jenkins underneath.
Tunnel
by one man. And Jenkins is going to get us a good shot at a first down as he'll get out to about the 22, 23. Pick up about 6 yards. It's going to be third and six.
Yeah, nice little tunnel screen. We're going to see that a lot this year from this offensive set as Jenkins came back across the middle in what would be a tunnel down the middle, makes the catch.
Trips to the near side. Kyle, Gabe Neighbors, we stack them one behind the other. Looking, steps up in the pocket. There they come. Nothing there. And he'll get sacked back behind at the 20.
That's a coverage sack downfield. Great job by the cornerbacks for Roswell because there was just nothing downfield for Austin Dixon to go to. He did the right thing, tuck the ball, try to run with it.
They'll send again Miles Bullen back deep to punt. 10 minutes to go here in the ball game. Vikings trailing 14-8.
Tyson Shaw set to punt. He's standing about the six-yard line.
He gets a nice punt off. They signal fair catch at their 44-yard line. That's where the Hornets will take over with 9:41 to go in this ball game. Vikings trailing 14-8.
Wow. It has been a battle back and forth. It looked like for a second there that Roswell was just going to run away with this game, but the Viking defense has bowed up, done a good job. Bar the mistakes again, as we talked about at halftime, that's been the difference in this ball game, really, is the few mistakes that the Vikings are making, both offensively and defensively, and special teams, and that's allowed Roswell to kind of stay in this thing, and the Vikings still battling through this, only down 6 points.
Neely, backhanded quarterback. He's got trips to the near side. Single receiver, far side. Evans to his left. Throws out in the flats. Catch made. We got a block in the back, and it's not called as the receiver goes down the field.
Not so much a block in the back as a hold. He reached around and grabbed the defender as he was as the receiver went by him. But again, no call.
All the way down to our 31. 26 yards.
Roswell has the ball, first and 10, 9:33 on the clock. They were able to just a little flare out pass, maybe got away with a little bit of a hold.
Quickly. Again, a flare out pass on the sidelines. Through our defense, still on his feet. That's Evans, off to the end zone. And into the end zone, touchdown. Yard pass play from Neely to Evans.
Class, gentlemen, class. All right. So they go back up now 20-8, awaiting the extra point. Running back for them, number one, Sheldon Evans. Again, one of those players, everything he was touted to be.
There's the kick. It's up. It's good. 21-8. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box here in Roswell, Georgia, on the campus of Roswell High School, Ray Manis Stadium. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Last drive for Roswell. Bear with me 1 second. One play, 31 yards, resulted in a 31-yard touchdown pass to Sheldon Evans.
That was a pass, you're right.
Extra point was good.
Hey, guys, on the extra point after the touchdown, they had a sideline infraction against Roswell, so they're going to kick it from 5 back on the kickoff.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment park supply sideline update. 9:22 to go here in the ball game. Vikings trail 21-8. Roswell to kick off from their own 35-yard line. Waiting on the official.
Yep, kicking off from the 35. We might get a return. Let's see.
Nice squib kick. Goes out of bounds. Coach, you make them re-kick from now from the 30, or do you take it at the 35?
Let's see what they do here, because they do have that option. They're placing it on the 35. It looks like that's going to be what it is.
Yep, coach is going to take it at the 35. Vikings will take over there. 9:22 to go in the ball game, trailing 21-8. Wes James with you along with Bill Osborne and Taylor Biddle. Taylor Stubbs, Chuck Lawrence, and on the sidelines, Marty Rogers.
They're going to go all the way to the 40. Because of the penalty already, do they go out to the 40?
They sure did. They
yep, all the way to the 40. Because they were already 5 yards back on that penalty. So.
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Dixon with trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. He's in the shotgun. Rolls right. Stop. Throws back. Oh, he gets hit from behind. Ball is up in the air. I think it was tipped. If it's tipped,
it's okay because the lineman caught the ball. Had it not been tipped, and they're going to call, I think, maybe illegal touching because the offensive lineman caught the ball. Let's see what the actual call. His arm was hit, but I don't know if the ball was hit.
Bill, I agree with you, and I think they're going to get together and talk this over, but his body was hit, but I don't think the ball was actually touched. Therefore, we cannot, it would be illegal touching. We can't touch the ball there from when the lineman came.
Yep, and that's what he's indicating initially as he's trying to turn around here. Let's see, he's still talking to the umpire, I think, and here we go. Here's the call. Illegal touching on the Vikings as the arm was hit. That's a loss of down.
Yep. Second and 15, back at our own 35. This has not been a good night for the Vikings as far as penalties and mistakes. Dixon in the shotgun. Pump fakes, throws way downfield. Got Presley open off the fingertips at the 30.
Presley got one hand on it. It was just a little too far out past the reach. But he had the breakaway. He was past the cornerback and had the opportunity.
Yes, he did. That's good to you see things like that. You know, you look at things like that and say, well, we got some receivers. This is just the first game of the season. 9 minutes to go. Clock stops on that incomplete pass. Third and 15. Ball at our own 35. Quickly step back, throws out to Copeland. Copeland tiptoes across the 40, about the 41 or 42. It'll be fourth and eight, and we'll have to punt. And give the ball back to Roswell.
8:54 here in left in the ball game. Vikings trailing 21-8. And now we're going to have to punt, give the ball back to Roswell. All right.
Miles Boulin back deep.
Shaw to punt for the Vikings.
I have liked this young man since he's come in to punt. Oh, that one got tipped, I think. Cross the 50, 45. They're going to let it roll dead just about the 40.
I'll take you back a number of years. We had a punter who really wasn't a punter. But he led the whole region in punts because they were ugly punts, and they rolled. Hayden Martin.
Hayden
Martin was not a punter. Left-footed guy came in and just dominated the punt game because they were just so ugly, nobody would catch him. He would get long rolls on the thing, but he got the ball off quickly. Tyson reminds me a little bit of that. Tyson Shaw gets the ball off quickly. They're not real pretty, but they get a decent roll.
Neely for the Hornets will split his receivers. First and 10 from the 40. 8:42 to go in this ball game. Puts a man in motion toward our side. Throws out in a flash to number 5. He stiffs arm one man down the sidelines. We knock him out of bounds. On that catch is number 5, Jaden Kama, a 6'2", 205-pound junior.
Tyson Harris runs him out of bounds.
But not before he picks up a first down down at the Viking 46-yard line. That'll stop the clock with 8:35 to go here in the ball game. Neely, ball on the near hash mark in the shotgun. We show blitz off this side. There we come. Gives it to the running back, and we hit him from behind. Gets by one man, two, still on his feet. Turns the corner, has the first down as he crosses the 40 down to 35. All the way down to the 36-yard line.
Yeah, Tyson Harris, a trip. Otherwise, he's gone to the house. Tyson Harris is just getting a shoestring tackle on that. Gets him down, but not before he gets another first down. This guy, I'm telling you, is the real deal in Sheldon Evans. We saw him last year put up about 200 yards on us. Tonight, he's done about the same.
I was looking to see if I saw him yet, and I don't see his name over here yet. But
119 yards.
Counter play right up the middle. Across the 30 down to about the 29.
Sheldon Evans with 119 yards. Actually 124 now after that run.
Bill, it's going to be second and four. Ball at our 29-yard line. 7:45 to go here in the contest. Vikings trail 21-8. Neely, he sends receivers to the near side, receivers to the far side. Brings a man in motion towards us. Again, give it to Evans right up the middle. Bounces off one man, too. His ability is to start inside, see that hole close, then bounce out and look for a hole and then go to it.
Yeah, well, he's just got such good vision. He's got good balance. He's a good size running back. He's 5'10", 210 pounds. He's just got the balance. He's able to move and get around.
Third and one from the 25-yard line. 7 minutes to go here in the third.
I was looking to see. I thought he was going to call a timeout, the quarterback, but he did not.
Goes under center. Gives it to Evans. There's a flag down. Illegal procedure.
They got out there quickly, and they were not set.
Illegal procedure, so I'll back them up five. So third and one, it'll be third and six. 6:46 to go here in the ball game.
21-8. Vikings had pulled within six, but then Sheldon Evans on a little bubble screen came back and just brought it all the way across the field into the end zone to put them up. 21-8.
Neely in the shotgun. Oh, they jump again. There goes the flag. Back them up. That'll be third and 11.
Illegal procedure. Man, back-to-back illegal procedures against the Roswell Hornets. Roswell is just kind of controlling the ball here in the fourth quarter. If we can get the ball back here, get an opportunity, we can pull within a score again. But we've got to get the ball back here, third and 11.
Neely, three receivers near side when the ball is snapped. He drops straight back, looks, lost it way downfield. There's a push-off. Go up in the air. Did he make the catch? Nope.
Tyson Harris had position. And he went over the top of him. No flag either way. And again, I like that. Let him play. Nobody was really pushed out of the way, but the wide receiver for Roswell up and over the top brings up fourth down now for Roswell.
He's 6'2", Tyson Harris, 5'10".
Yeah, they're going to punt here. Well, I say they... Yeah, it'll be a punt. So Roswell to punt. We do have two players back, Tyson Harris and Tavon Kyle.
Piggott standing back on the 50. Our guy standing on the 10. Waiting on the snap.
Delay? What do we got here?
Yep.
Delay a game against Roswell. They'll back it up five more yards. And that really doesn't hurt when you're in that position.
No, it doesn't.
We are doing this with a stop clock, though, so that helps Lounge. 6:06 left in the ballgame, trailing by two scores, 21-8.
Roswell back to the line of scrimmage. Piggott standing back on the 45. Our guy still standing on the 10. There's a snap. Left foot, high kick. We signal fair catch. He hits, bounces at the 10, and rolls back, and they'll down it on the 10-yard line on the far side of the field.
So the Vikings have 90 yards to go to pay dirt to even pull within a score.
5:56 to go here in the ball game. Vikings trailing 21-8.
Let's see what Coach Tucker Pruitt has to put on the field here. He's had, I think, a pretty good game plan. We just shoot ourselves in the foot. We haven't been able to execute play after play after play. It's sporadic.
That's something, you know, fans, and we're fans of the ball game too. You can coach them up all you want to, but they still got to play the game.
Yeah.
And they're just kids. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Dixon drops straight back in the pocket. Tuck starts to run, nothing there. Stops again, comes back, he's running, throws out. Oh, good smart move by Dixon. He was about to be tackled in the end zone, saw Regal out about the five, and threw it at his feet.
Again, you can't throw away. A lot of fans will sit there, throw it in the stands, throw it at. In college, you can do that. Pros, you can do that. High school, you cannot throw the ball away. It has to be in the direction of a receiver.
And that one was. Smart play by Austin Dixon. Second and 10. Stops the clock with 5:47 to go, and we're on our own 10-yard line. Dixon again. Quick. Out to Copa. Double pass. Throws back to Dixon across the field. We've got the first down as Austin Dixon gets all the way out across the 20, the 25, the 26-yard line.
Nice little backwards pass, and then a pass from Tavon Kyle over to Austin Dixon. Gives us a first down and a fresh set. 5:36. The clock will start when they set the chains.
Trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. That was an 18-yard pass play. They're showing man coverage. Throws again to Presley. Presley gets hit immediately upon catching the ball, and it's loose on the ground. And the official's blowing his whistle. Was it incomplete or was it a fumble? Which is it?
Both teams are changing up. It is the catch and a fumble. We've had a lot of mistakes, and it just can't seem, you know, sometimes when the bad happens, it just keeps on happening.
We turn the ball over on our own 20-yard line. 5:23 to go here in the ball game, trailing 21-8. We give it to Roswell on our own 20. Ball on the near hash mark. He gives it to Evans right up the middle, and we just ride him like a horse down to the 15-yard line, giving 5 yards on the carry.
Well, Evans is a big horse, and I tell you, all he does is just move forward, picks up 3-4 yards, this time almost 5 on the carry.
He's a 5'10", 210-pound junior. We're inside 5 minutes to go here in the ball game. Neely brings a man in motion towards us. Again, gives it to Evans. Evans hitting the backfield. Bounces away from one man. He is a very strong individual. He's very hard to tackle. And when you do get your hands on him, he's hard to bring down.
Yeah, we're missing him in the backfield. I mean, we're getting our hands on him. But he's got such good balance, a low center of gravity. He turns his hips well. And he's able to get away from that initial reach and grab.
4 minutes and 20 seconds to go here in the ballgame. Vikings trailing 21-8. It is third and about 4 for Roswell down on our 14-yard line. And Roswell takes a timeout. With that, we'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at Commercial Banking Company press box. 4:07 to go in the ball game. Vikings trail 21-8. Roswell's football. Third down and 4 to go. The ball on our 14.
Well, there is the TV guy still on the field. We didn't see that. I apologize. And so we'll probably be out here another minute or so. Want to remind everybody about the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show Tuesday night, live from the Bill Pizza Buffet and Games on Bay Tree Road. We'll be there at 6:45. Get out there and visit with us. We'll have Coach Randy McPherson. Some of the players will come out and have some pizza and talk to us on the radio. It's a great time. If you can't make it out, though, be sure to tune in right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. Wes, next week, we're back home in the friendly confines of Martin Stadium, the Concrete Palace, and we're going to have a little run there that we're going to be there for a while. We'll have the Bayside Bears from Palm Bay, Florida come in. First time we will have faced them. And obviously we've got some mistakes we got to fix before we play a game next Friday night.
You got that right. It's going to be, I guarantee it's going to be a long week of practice for the Vikings this week.
Well, we'll be back on our normal time schedule, 7 o'clock pregame countdown to kickoff, brought to you by Southwest Georgia Bank, and kickoff at 8 o'clock. We'll have it all for you right here on 99.5 Kicks Country and MyKicksCountry.com.
All right, Vikings defense on the field, Roswell offense on the field, waiting for television. Just like in the college games, just like in the pro games. And he's not ready to walk off the field yet.
Yeah, he hadn't even held up an arm. A lot of times you'll see him hold an arm out for 30 more seconds.
Back whenever I was there, he goes.
All right, here we go. And it's third down for the Roswell Hornets.
Third and four on the 14. Neely in the shotgun with Evans to his left. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Give it to Evans. Evans across the 10. He's got the first down, Bill.
Again, just he hits the player, keeps his balance, bounces off, kicks it outside, and continues to look for the hole.
Now, something we in the second half, we haven't seen Neely do a whole lot of, and that's run the ball.
Well, Neely has not needed to.
Nope.
He's had Evans to run for him. Neely was hurt a little bit, had a cramp, didn't play the first series of the second half.
First and goal at our 8-yard line. 3:58 to go here in the ball game.
Fumble.
On the ground, and the Hornets recover it.
Looks like their offensive lineman got it.
Second and goal. On the 8-yard line. .330 to go here in the ball game.
Clock is running. Lounge running out of time here, trailing by 13. And Roswell's not in a hurry.
No, sir. Not at all.
Hard-fought battle to start this season, though.
Here they come to the line of scrimmage. Around a corner. We've got a hold of it. Put him out of bounds. We'll stop the clock with 2:58 to go.
Oroshu Shelu, number 7, 5'8", 195-pound senior running back on a jet sweep, takes the run. It's third and goal now. Clock.
And 2:58 to go here in the contest.
Ran him out of bounds, so the clock stopped.
Yep. Ball on the near hash mark. Roswell just taking their time. Trips to the far side. There's a snap. Drops straight back and looks. Tucks the ball. Now Neely's going to run, and he's into the end zone.
Much like last year's game, flip-flop. At our place, 37-14. Here, 27-8 with about 2 minutes to go. They're coming up with an extra point and maybe a little bit of revenge for Roswell. They were embarrassed last year at Martin Stadium. They're going to try the extra point here.
Waiting for the extra point. Ball's down, kicks up, it's good. Roswell leads 28-8. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, Ray Manis Stadium here on the campus of Roswell High School. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the page. Heating and air drive, recap.
Last drive for the Hornets, 6 plays, 20 yards, 2 minutes and 32 seconds off the clock. Resulted in a 6-yard touchdown run by number 2, Quintarius Neely. Vikings trail 28-8, 2 minutes and 51 seconds left to go in the ballgame.
Roswell set to kick off. Kicker approaches the ball. Puts that left foot into it. High and over end kick. We take it at the 1. We're up to the 5, the 10, the 15, the 20. Cuts back toward the middle of the field. The 25. still on his feet, fights his way across the 30, 35, all the way out to the 40, and there's a flag on the play.
Tyson Harris, what great balance. We do have a flag down about the 15-yard line. They're going to say holding against the Vikings. So we'll back it up, and the Vikings will start deep in their own territory again. I mean, that's, again, mistakes, not good execution, really poor starting field position.
And we've had a lot of that tonight, Bill. We've not, you know, on the kickoffs, it started on the 20. Not been able to return anything. We had a couple of punts. We muffed one of them.
I tell you what, the coaching job that's going to be done this next week is a challenge. You've got to encourage the kids, yet correct the mistakes. This is a long season. This is only one football game.
Yep. Dixon. Five receiver set. Empty backfield. Throws across to Regal. Makes a catch at the 15. Is across the 20 to 25. He'll get the first down after the 24-yard line.
He hit ball square in the mouth when that helmet, you saw his helmet snap back. Good lick by Louis Regal.
He's not afraid to run over somebody. Clock will start when the chains are set. 2.5 minutes to go here in the contest. Three receivers stacked on this side. Dixon again looks, throws. He's got Kyle at the 35. Kyle up to the 40, up to the 41-yard line. Another first down. And Tavon Kyle, he's looked good most all night tonight. You've heard his name a lot. Vikings quickly to the line of scrimmage. 2:18 to go. Clock winding down. We trail 21-8. Dixon back. Look, there comes pressure. Steps in the pocket. They've got him back at the 31. Just a coverage sack. They had us covered way good downfield. Just nothing to do. No place to go. Dixon trying to make something happen. Inside 2 minutes to go. Second and 18. Ball back on the 32. Ball on the near hash mark. Roswell in the three-man front. Counter to Copeland. Copeland looks for a hole up the middle. Nothing there as he runs into the teeth of the Hornet defense. He'll get it out to about the 32, 33-yard line. Clock's running. We're down to a minute 20. It'll be third and 13. The ball out at the 37-yard line. Dixon still trying to do something with his Viking offense. Rolls left, looks, throws downfield, intercepted by Roswell. Here come the Hornets with the football down the sidelines. We're trying to get a beat on him, and we want into the end zone.
Wow.
Not 52-yard interception return for the Hornets. And when it's not your night, it's not your night.
Yep, it may be ready to get on the bus now.
51 seconds to go in the ball game. It's going to be a long ride back to Lowndes for our Vikings. Kicks up. It's good. 35-8. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back after this. Back here in Roswell, Georgia, the Commercial Banking Company press box. Let's go to Taylor Biddle and the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Last drive was pretty easy, guys. One pick by Roswell. Return for a TD by number 15, Xavier McKinney. 52 yards. Taking it to the house. Hornets lead 35-8 with 51 seconds left to go in the ballgame.
Hornets set to kick off. Harris on the far side. Got Kyle on the near side, back as receivers.
You made the comment about how long a bus ride. Yeah, it will be. Monday will be a hard practice. going to be a rough weekend for the coaches as they dissect this film and try and figure out what do we do next to get this corrected and put in a game plan for the Bayside Bears, which will come calling next Friday night, kickoff 8 o'clock. We'll have it for you right here on 99.5 Kick Country.
Waiting on the kick. There it is. And Kyle takes it at the 3. He's up at the 5, the 10, the 15, the 20, the 25, the 30, 35. Oh, and he gets hot and the ball comes out, but we recover it, I think.
That was Justin Smith that time, number 17, back deep.
Oh, okay.
There is a big lick, but they say Lounge ball.
42 seconds to go in this ball game.
So two interceptions for Austin Dixon tonight. One of them I won't say is necessarily his fault, as the ball was tipped. But that one just didn't see that safety down there in the middle.
We got a new quarterback in.
Number one, Michael Barrett.
Barrett in the shotgun. Trips to the near side. Two receivers far side. Barrett quickly. Keeps it up the middle, gets hit. And he'll get 2 yards on the quarterback keeper over the left side. We're inside 30 seconds to go here in this ball game.
Clock is running 20 seconds. We'll get one more playoff here.
Barrett barks out signals. Snap, drops back and looks. Lobs it downfield.
They were going to try a little hook and ladder. They were going to try a little hook and ladder.
And it didn't work.
Had Brenthony Carter right behind him.
They're going to set the chains.
Did you see Brenthony right behind him? Looked like he was going to toss it back on a hook and ladder.
Like the old days, back, like Darren Richardson did back in...
That's it. That's the ball game.
Back in the Dome in 99.
Lounge falls 35-8. To the Roswell Hornets. And let's see. I know we want to try and see if Marty can get Coach Randy McPherson. We'll keep it here for just a minute, get an idea of what his direction will be. A lot of times he wants to talk to his players for a minute or two. We'll go ahead and take a two-minute break here on the radio network, on the Viking Radio Network. After this two-minute break, we'll be back and we'll have Coach Randy McPherson. Vikings fall 35-8. We'll be right back after this two-minute break.
Back in the Commercial Banking Company press box, Vikings fall to Roswell 35-8 in the 2015 Georgia High School season opener. Not what you would have expected, not what you would have wanted, but a very tough, very talented Roswell team. Marty, have you got Coach Mack down on the sidelines?
We'll give him a second, see if he can get a word.
He's headed over to him. There he is. Go, Marty.
It's obviously not the way you wanted to start off this. Coach, it was a tough night. You've made too many mistakes.
Absolutely. First of all, they got a really good team. And I mean, they made the plays and we did. Defense did a really good job against us, especially in the second half.
Coach, what do you tell your team after this? What do you do to get back on track next week?
That's the first game of the year, shoot. We got 9 more games left. We got to go back, go to work, get better.
Absolutely, Coach.
All righty, thank you, Marty, for that Traditions Flooring Coaches update.
Let's go to Taylor Biddle and get our Page Heating and Air final stats of the game.
First down tonight for Lounge 17, Roswell 21. Rushing tonight, Lounge was 31 attempts for 61 yards. Roswell 33 attempts for 258. Passing tonight, Lounge was 20 of 27 to 161. We did throw 2 interceptions. Roswell was 13 of 23 with no interceptions. Total plays tonight, Vikings ran 58 plays for 222 yards. Roswell ran 56 plays for 339 yards. Leading rushers tonight for your Vikings, Tavon Kyle had 43 yards. Most of those came on that touchdown run. Desmond Copeland had 9 carries for 17. Receiving tonight,
Austin Dixon had one reception on the throwback for 18 yards. Xavier Jenkins had four for 57. Tavon Kyle, three receptions for 23. Louis Regal, four receptions for 38. Dez Copeland, three receptions for 10. And Dylan Presley, three for 20. Leading tacklers tonight for the Vikings, Michael Barrett had six. Tyson Harris had six. Corshon Roberts had eight. Will Tolbert had four. Roderick Williams had three. Box score looks like this. Roswell got on the board first with 7 points in the first. No points by the Vikings. In the second, Roswell got seven. No points for the Vikings. Lowndes got on the board with 8 points in the third. And Roswell put 21 on us in the fourth. Final score, 35-8. That is your Page Heating and Air postgame stat report.
Well, Wes, as we kind of wrap it up, I think we've really hit on it as the game has gone on. It's a tough challenge for the coach coming up this week, all the coaches, to encourage, yet correct, and get ready for the next week's game. Coach Mack said it right there. It's only the first game of the season. We got nine more games to go. You put this one behind you, maybe you meet these guys again later on in the playoffs.
And don't forget, 2002, Mack's first year, brand new offense. It took a couple of years to get that offense going. This is a brand new, exciting offense. I don't think it's going to take 2 years. It's going to take a little bit.
I think so, too. Taylor, you got any final thoughts? I know Marty's on his way back up, but we got a long drive.
Yeah, I mean, the Roswell defense was just very stout tonight. We still were able to put up some yards on them, but it was with a few, I don't want to say trickery plays, but the throwback pass and the reverse was a majority of our yardage. But it was hard for us to move the ball against them. And, man, they're running back. 23 carries for 139 yards. He was unstoppable tonight. Had great footwork once he hit a first defender. Was able to get away from tackles in the backfield. And, yeah, we got to get to work now. This is a very good Roswell team. Don't think otherwise. Lowndes has got a lot of work to do, but like you said, it's early in the season.
It is. Wes, I want to remind our listeners, Tuesday night live from the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games, 6:45. We'll have it for you live. Get out there, enjoy some pizza, watch the coaches show. If you can't make it, listen right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll have it all for you right here as we get you ready for the Bayside Bears coming to Martin Stadium this coming Friday night. Wes, it's time to say goodnight, Wes.
Goodnight, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by Chase. It's been produced by Bill Osborne. It is a production of the Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lowndes High Sports, for the Viking Voice, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lowndes County. I'll see you at the Hay Hira Huddle House.